anywhere else. So, of course, the first Mishnah in the Masech that very often discusses a specific detail, which very often is even Midrabbanan in nature. So it's hard to get a good feeling about the Hakdama to a particular Masech in the first Mishnah. You find there's so many Masechs like that. You know, if you want to talk about a Psicha Klolis. Here we have by Mavish Yigavol, Lamalami Yasrimama, you might. Talk about a Korah, the whole din of Korah is Midrabbanan. They have to, because 20 amos is too high, it's not a heck, you take it down. This is all, what's going on over here? The Rashi begins to give you an introduction, the first Rashi. The Korazul Ahat al Tadal al Sochaba, the Midaraisa, Itzir al Tzorish is a rabbin Bishabbos. Umayrish is a rabbin. Oh, Rashi gives you the introduction. Sratio Platri Gudolo, because I'm already prepared to hear the Shabbos, and I'm off. Shadoma le Digle Midbar. The Komila de Shabbos be Mishkan Garmina, Vagola Shalavia Berocha Yudvav Amo, Asli, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that's the Tzadi text. Hilka, Vahavish Yisraim, Batim Yudvav Amo, Rocha Vamafulash, Mi Beis Roshim. And it goes one from one straight to the other. From one side to the other. Avamavui, number one, it's Kotzeru, it's narrow. Vein Rocha Yudvav Amo, fine. Binami Rocha Vui, if it's wide, ain't I'm a foolish. It's a... I still remember what I learned by the Rav Erevin. It's, what's a mavoi? He wanted a little expression. What's giving us meaning there? What's a mavoi? No one can get what he wanted. He said, a blind alley. We don't want to, we don't want to bump into some thug over there. There's a blind, there's no way out. It's a blind alley. You can't get out of there. So it's surrounded on three sides. It was surrounded on three sides. That's what Rashi explains. El Rosh Shalechad Sot Pasuach Lishus Rabin. Rosh Shalechad Sot. We call it a Mavui Sosum. Right? It's a modern organization in Eretz Yisrael called themselves Mavui Satum. It's a, they're trying to help out Agunas. They're also stuck on a blind alley. They can't get out. I'm pretty sure such an organization exists. I read somewhere. So it takes some halachic terminology. Right? You're stuck in a, there's no way out. You can't get out. It's surrounded on three sides. The Abim of Foolish. They'll have a mystery of a Korah. Can I mean a Gemara? If it's a Mavavim, a foolish, you can't use a Korah. The cave in the lavish of Sarabim, who shared the Tultuli Beim in a Torah. Believe Shub Tikkun. Midaraisa, you can carry with an area surrounded by three sides, three mechitzas. Without any Tikkun, it's considered to be a Rishus Ha Yachid Bipshuta. Rashi's careful as Lush. Rashi says, cave in the lavish of Sarabim. Rashi is a little bit less than forthcoming. You'd want Rashi to say, if you came in there, Rishus HaYachidim. Wouldn't that be a better way to say it? Isn't that noteworthy that Rashi never says, it just says, it's not Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Shorat Lumen HaTorah, Lishim Tikkun, Rabban HaGazer Alei Mishum, the Asa Techlufi Rishus HaRabim, Vesharyua Betakanta the Lechi HaKorah, the Levi HaKerah, Lelesa the Mishri and Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Rashi have a beautiful introduction to Masechta Erevin, which of course is relevant to the portion of Masechta Shabbos as well. Fine. Again, Rashi was not did not say explicitly that if you have three walls, it's the Rishus HaYom. Rashi said, but it's not Rishus HaRab. That is, on the level of the Raisa, there were three Rishus. Three, not four. You look at four. Masechta Shabbos, there are only three. What are the three? This is Rishus HaYom. The Rishus HaRab. And they say neither here nor there. What's neither here nor there? So on a rabbinic level, neither here nor there is divided into two possibilities. One is a karmelis, and one is a makom patur. Karmelis is usur to carry midrabbanan, and makom patur is mut even midrabbanan, again with certain limitations. Those are the rabbinical distinctions. On a level of deraisa, there's rishus hayachad, there's rishus harabim, and whatever's in between. Now Rashi over here, in describing what is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim de Oraisa, he said certain things and he left out certain things. He didn't give all the conditions that he rattles off in Masechta Shabbos and Avov. Didn't mention all of them. What did he mention over here? It has to be 16 amos wide. It has to be foolish from one opening to the other. It has to be straight from one side to the other. Those conditions he mentions over here. Famously, in Masechta Shabbos, he quotes an opinion which maintains that it has to have 600,000 people. The famous Shishin Ribo. Whoa. That less than Shishin Ribo, it's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Of course, this is a topic which is a great dispute. Not everyone agrees. It's not found anywhere in Shas. Nowhere. Nowhere in Shas, does it say. Nowhere. Where does this come from? It comes from the Gaonim. That's also a pretty early source. It's based on another Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, which makes reference to Diglei Midbar. And the Diglei Midbar, we know, based on the Pesukim, they had 600,000 people. So therefore, according to those authorities, if it's less than that amount of people, it's not considered to be a Rishus HaRavim de Orais. That's what it's quoted. It's quoted Halacha Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin. Ezer Rishus HaRavim. Rechovos Ushvokim Rechovim Tez Zayin Ama, as Rashi said. The Einam Makurim. Oh, Rashi didn't say this because Rashi is assuming that this is a double posture. We're not discussing a roof over an outdoor area. So Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah explains here, it's a Kot New Test. Where does it come from? The Diglei Midbar Lohayim Makurim. There was no ceiling when they were in Diglei Midbar. Is that quite true? Oh, very good. And the Anani HaKovet. Didn't they cover them on top also? The answer is, that's a supernatural covering. That's what worked with, I don't know how exactly it worked. It doesn't count for our purposes. I'm taking it for a reason. Because Rav Moshe has a little bit of an issue with these things. Fine. Push the traps.
It's also that solid. It's not
fine. You're right. I'm with you. The Ein Lehem Choma. Where did this come from? Where did this come from? Ein Lehem Choma. So, on the side of here in the Bera Gola, this is Beresh Erevin to Pirish Rashi. Resh Erevin? We just learned Resh Erevin. Rashi didn't say a word of here about Choma. So he tells you in the brackets, Davov. Oh, we'll come to that in a second. Okay? Vafili Eshlam Choma. So look at Letzchaz. We had here in Rashi and Abbez and Menav two conditions to make Rishus Harab. One, 16 Amis, and wide, and two, Mefulash Mishar, go from one end to go straight through. Okay? The Mechaber adds two other conditions. One is, it's not Makura, which is derived from Diglei Midbar, based on the Gemara. And the second one is that there's no Choma. If there's no Choma, you have an impression from the Shulchan Aruch that these conditions which Rashi put down, Abu Fulash and Mishar Lashar, doesn't apply. It only applies in the case where there is a Choma. And finally, the condition number five, famous condition, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribo Omrim Bo B'chol Yom, Ein Rishus Sarah. So far, so good. So there, we had, Rashi gave two conditions over here, and that Beis and Menav. The Shulchan Aruch added two more for sure, Makura, which is the Gemara. And the idea of Choma, which is really Choma, you think about it for a minute. Choma is telling you, Choma is really a Chumra, not a Kula. Why? Because without Choma, we'd say you always need a foolish Mishar L'Shar. And here they're saying, based on Rashi and Navav, at the only time you need to be foolish, Mishar L'Shar, which Rashi says in that base, is in a situation in which there's a Chom. Let's take a look at Rashi Navav and see if it really says so. The Bera Gola says to Rashi Navav, is it really there or not there? Take a look. Okay. So, we have the concept here of Mefulash found on that Vavim and Aleph. Let's just do quickly. This is the most important sugi rule in the whole Masechta. Tana Rabbanan. Last five lines. Ketzen Ma'arvin Derech Hashem Sarab. How do you make what we call in our language an Erev, which means permitting to carry there, in a Mavoi Rishus Sarab? Let me explain to you before we even get started. Erev is already a colloquialism here in the Gemara. Because isn't that an Erev? An Erev is a box of matzahs. That's the whole subsequent problem. Ketz and Ma'arvin means, how do you prep before you put the Erev? Okay. Rashi says, here's a critical Rashi. Rishus HaRabin, but seven lines up, enough. Mashma Rochav Sheshes Riyama. The ear, here it is. Shemitsuyin Bashishin Rima. So we already found this extra condition here in Avav in the Sechta Erevin. Now, the Ein Ba Choma. It has no wall. Oh! Now I think the O belongs. You see, there's a whole tumult about this word O. Right? O. It says in the side, Isa Bitfus Yashem. I like the O. O is in the old print. Shahoyah Rishis Arab Mishallah, Mechuvim Mishar Lishar, Shem Mefulish, Dobel Adigle Mibah. So it's one or the other. Either if it's no Chom, but if it's not a Chom, you don't have to have Mefulish Mishar Lishar. Or if it has a Chom, it must be Mefulish Mishar Lishar. So all the conditions are here. The Shishim Ribo is here. 16 Amis is here. Mefulish, when is a Chom, is here. Only which is not here is Makura. Makura is not here. Okay, one day we'll find it elsewhere. But that's Dava Pasha. No one disagrees with the concept of Makura. Is not double the Midbar. And it's not a Rishon Sarabim de Orais. What's a little bit unclear is as follows. Well, if there's a requirement from a foolish Mishar Lishar, do you require that every single inch of that passageway, which goes Mishar Lishar, have all the conditions of Rishon Sarabim? Must it be 16 amas wide straight through? Must it be without a ceiling straight through? What do you say? How did you learn? Rashi's telling you, you have to have a foolish Mishar Lishar. The Gemara seems to say so. It has to be Rishon Sarabim straight through from one end to the other. If there's a wall or the equivalent, does it have to be uncovered in every single inch of that road? And does it have to be 16 amas across in every single inch of that road? Not completely clear. But keep it in mind. Fine. So you have Rishon Sarabim. What do? According to the first opinion, Tzuras HaPesel Mikan, V'lecha V'korin Mikan. Rashi explains, Tzuras HaPesach Mikan V'rosh HaEchad, on one side of the city, Lecha V'korin V'sof, on the other side of the city. This is the Tanakam. Chananya Mebe Shami Omrim, Osa Deles Mikan, V'deles Mikan, U'sheyotze V'nichnas Noel. A whole different story. Deles. You have to have a door. A door. This is a very serious stringency. To have a door. We saw the Ramah in Shin Mem Hei Zivav said that it's mefulish mishar l'shar to Rishon Sarabim only when ein dal sosov nuulos balayla. If the doors are closed at night, then it loses its status of Rishon Sarabim, presumably even by day. It's not a thoroughfare 24 hours. If it's closed even part of the time, on a simple level, it loses its status of Rishon Sarabim, even at a time when it is open. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's not Neulas Mamish, even if it's what's called Ruuyos Lino, it loses its status. If it's Ruuyos Lino, it does not lose its status of a Rishon Sarabim d'Oraisa, and he makes reference to Shin Samach Dalet Siv Beis, where there are two opinions on this very significant matter. Okay? This is what it says. Rabbi Osai, this is a very important yisod. Good? So now, the question becomes, who cares? We give out punishments in this man as that. We give out Misa for Chil Shabbos now, for Yoskila. So my afkamina. All these disputes are analyzing what is the Rishon Sarabim d'Oraisa, what is not, who cares? In other words, we just said before, on a simple level, in order to be mutar l'tal, you have to have actually four real walls. Less than that, that's the first mission not based. Even three walls you may not carry. On a simple level, it's just a yachid, someone to say maybe it's a carmelist, but you have to have four full walls. You have four full walls you can certainly carry. You don't have four full walls, you can't carry. Who cares? If you're not allowed to carry, it's a Doraisa. Not allowed to carry, it's a Rabbanan. Maybe you'll say an Afkamina for Abir Lenachu. We learned from Sefer Shabbos, we saw that Abir Lenachu is mutter, which we call Shus to Shus for Mokka Mitzvah. So if the streets of the city are Shus Aram Doraisa, you shouldn't use a Goy. And if it's the Rabbanan, you're allowed to use a Goy. Okay.
Or have some Aruba or so many other things that would be an Afkamina between.
Oh, have some Aruba. I can't use it for a Goy, but have some Aruba. We can't do things fast in Meruba, only if you're a guy. So if you're a guy, you can do it the Rabbanan, as we saw recently, either if it's, either it's for a mitzvah, or it's for a chole, or it's for a hafsid gadol, you're correct. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not allowed to carry whether the rice or banana. It's going to be us or anyone. Who cares? What's the big deal up here? So you say, because I mean, are they a god? That's one possibility. But such a big trouble just for a god? Here's the answer. The answer is, that there is a serious issue which is found in the Masechta Eruvin. I'd like to show you the actual expression. You know, going this far ahead, it's on Daf Chaf Amun Aleph. This is a general introduction. Chaf Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, what are they fighting about? A certain machlokes exists. The Gemara says, my kamash v'lo about 10 lines up. The lo osu rabin u'mevatli mechitzta. Oh, lo osu rabin u'mevatli mechitzta. That even though people go through the mechitza, they go through a mechitza. You walk through walls, there's a Superman in. The answer is there are some walls you can walk through, some halakha walls you can walk through. One of them says, talking about Pase Biros, by Torah law, that's the first mission in the second parak. You have four brackets and four corners of a rishus. With the rice, you're able to draw lines to connect them. Some amazing halakha Moshe Sinai, that it works, but you can walk right through. You also recall in our language, are famous, Surah HaPesach, right? Konam Mikan, V'Konam Mikan, V'Konam Gaben. You can walk right through. So according to one opinion, all Surabim U'mevat L'mechitzta. Kamash, there's another opinion over here, the law of Surabim U'mevat L'mechitzta. Fine. Don't tanach like this, good Tanoim, Amoroyim, Rishonim. Everyone's fighting this battle out. Is all Surabim U'mevat L'mechitzta or not? Fine. So some say we should be machmir. Also, rabbim mevatli mechitzta. Okay, what rabbim? Mir rabbim shnayim. So if two guys walk through, that's mevatli mechitzta. Two people. Two rabbim, no. What do you think? So the mechitzta, you don't have two people walking there. So you have to have a different definition of rabbim. It doesn't mean two people. So how many people are people? Here's one opinion which maintains, guess what? 600,000 people. If you don't have 600,000 people, you don't apply the principle of Osirabim Mevadli Mechitzta. Wow, that's quite a statement. If that's the case, so all the cities of Europe didn't have 600,000 people, not even close to it. So there was no way it was ever going to be a Rishon Sarabim Daraisa in all of Europe. They didn't have that many people. Take a look at Rabosei in the Mordechai, in Siman Tov Kuf Tes. This is in the middle of nowhere, not discussing Aron Yonim, discussing issues of real area. But it comes up over here. Uposak Ri Mikan.
He's in Tov Kuf Tes.
Tov Kuf Tes. About a third of the way in. The Olsim Yehudim Yechidim Adaran Bekrachan Amukof and Cholmuk. Sheesh ben mechitzas gemuris, v'dal salsei nulos balayla. Okay, they were living in walled cities where the walls were closed at night. That's how it was in Europe in the old days. It was afraid of bandits. Then it's tzrichel liskor. They're not required to do schiras for shus, which is not happening right now at all. Fine. Miu mashakosin ri, v'dal salsei nulos balayla. He had a requirement that the walls be closed at night. Lo niyod abeinu meir, tafilu einen nulos nami. Why? I feel the man the matzvich nila balayla perakam and avov. Hani mili rishus harabim atzmo. Rishus harabim proper. The only way to stop the rabim from mal mechitza if it's closed at night. Oh, b'mavoos amufulosh and the rishus harabim. You have an alleyway which connects rishus harabim on both sides. Avolidi dan for us, says the Mordechai. The less lan rishus harabim. What does that mean? Changes. He obviously means because we don't have shishimima. And the Chach Me'ashkin is following Rashi. Said if you don't have shishimima, then Rashi's around the rice. Lo bo ni'ila. No need for closing the walls. You don't see Hashem and Mavala Mechitza. Now, feel the Bistracha Mikan, the Bika Mikan, I mean, Liel, Dibri Akol, the Tzuras, the Pesim Mikan, the Lechi Akor Mikan, Lobani Lizelis. Even if it's a, there is a Rishon Shiram on one side, not on the other side, you don't have to have, there's no Rishon Shiram about the Mechitza. Kavachomer, when there's no Rishon Shiram whatsoever, this is the famous Mordechai, which is the son of all the so-called Erevim that we have in our cities, with less than 600,000 people. Oh, that's the assault. Now it becomes very critical to know that we're passing this way. It's not just a matter of getting a goy and a special need. In general, can the string work? If you say that our streets before the strings are Rishon Shiram, the rights of the strings won't work. If you, for whatever reason, you'll say it's not Rishon Shiram, the rights according to the Mordechai, the strings will work. Because this is a $64,000 question. That's why there's such a big deal in the Bir Halacha. When the Mechaber quotes Yesh Amrim in Shishim Ribo, the Mishnah Berurah is Linyan Halacha, the Mechaber says it's a Yesh Amrim, means we don't really hold that way. Many Sfaradim are more Machmen Nichos Erim because of this, because the Sfaradim never heard of the Shishim Ribo. The Mechaber quotes it only as a Yesh Amrim. The Klolei HaMechaber usually are Stam of Yesh Amrim. We pass like Stam, and the Stam does not require 600,000. And therefore he says, Chol Baal Nefesh Yachmir Liatzmo. What Yachmir Liatzmo? Nachman says, what? Doesn't tell what he's talking about. He means, don't use the Erev. He means. Because the Erev is relying on the Tzuras of Pesach, which only works, as we saw in the Mordechai, if you assume in the long average, we don't have Rishon Shiram, don't raise it. Okay? It says, Nabi Alocha, it's a lengthy piece about this. The Mogan Avram says, the Mechaber agrees you need Shishim Ribo. No. The Malamed Schus. He's talking about the fact that we wear jewelry nowadays. Women wear jewelry. You learn in the Perseptor Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear jewelry. So the Mogan Avraham quotes from Tosis is that when don't we wear jewelry? When is the possibility of Shishim Ribo Doreis? Since it's impossible nowadays, they never wear the Xera wearing jewelry no longer applies. So the Mechaber quotes that. So they, come on, they said. He owns Malama Schus and Klal Yisrael. He didn't really mean it. Forget. In Reishlin Beis, he has a Chumro. L'yetei Achayet B'machto. The Mogan Avraham says only, if you know Rishon Shiram, it no longer applies. By Sishin Hei, by a Behema, Shin Sadi Beis, Yir Shal Yochid. When Rashi says Shal Yochid, take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah. This is where Rashi's. Another Rashi. Rashi has a 600,000 in a few places. He has it in Davav and Shabbos. He has it in Davav and Erevin. But if you look in the original source, where it is a kantun of an Ir Shal Yochid, Rashi says it again. That's a Mishnah of Nun Tes Amen Aleph. Ir Shal Yochid says Rashi, Shalo Hayin Nechnasin Ba Tomit Shishim Ribo Shal Bnei Adam, Lo Chashiv Rishus Rabin, Lo Dam Ba Ladigle Mibar. There is a third place in Rashi. Rashi has it in three places. Shabbos Davov, Erevin Davov, and Erevin Daf Nun Tes. Says the Bir Halacha. It's true that Rashi said it on Daf Nun Tes again in the Sugya of Ir. It's called Ir Shel Rabin. That's Rashi's track. But the Rambam disagrees. Because the Ir Shiyachim means it belongs to a private citizen. He never heard of Shishim Ribo. Never heard of it. And the Mechaber quotes in Simon Shin Sadi Beis only the Rambam's interpretation. Rashi's only a Yeshom, we don't really hold that way. Claims the Briolach against the Mogan Avraham. Okay? Fine. What about the Mogan Avraham and the Taz said, Rov Posk, hold like the Yeshom? Well, it's true. If you look in the base Yosef, you get that impression. What did he find? He found many who were maker. But I checked up in the other Posk. I found Wohar Machmer. Let's know who will make. Who's making? He rattles them all off. The Bahag. Possible called the Bahag. Look, we don't have an R Bahag, he says. Rashi, in two places. Then he rattles, watch off, look, he's going to rattle off. Not small people. Chachmei Ashkenaz, we have quite a bit of support over here. Who are they? Watch this list. Smag. Smak. Sefra Truma. Maharam. Son of Maharam. Rokeach. Tosfos and Shabbos, the Rosh, or Zeruah, Tur, Rabbeinu Yeruch. 12 Shvatim. They managed 12 Gedali Arlim. How are you going to contend with that? Only one way. Find 12 on the other side. That's what he proceeds to do. But he says, I found 12 on the other side. Who's on the other side? He gives you the list. Rambam, Rabbi Natan, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Magen Mishnah, Ran, Hagos Mordechai, Rashbam, Yureim, Rivosh, Miri. Exactly 12 against 12. You and I don't pass some things based on 12 against. We don't count up. I can count. I'm sure we can look up further and find 10 and more on each side. We don't count that way. We count. We pass them based on who what our Masor is. The Masor of Chachmei Ashkenaz is clear to rely on this leniency of Shishim Rivo. And every city in Europe relied upon it. I mean, that's the old small cities. They didn't have 16 amas across. That's also possible. But in the later cities, when they started building the bigger cities, they kept relying on the Erevin. On a simple level, they were relying upon this Yisod of Shishim Rivo. Okay? So it's true. Bal Nefesh Yachma Liatzmo. But the average individual, Ashkenazi, has every right to rely upon what we call our typical Erevin today. Now I'm told even Sephardim rely on Erevin. Anyone from that group here?
I'm not from the group, but we have a lot of Sephardim in Greenwich, and we have an Eruv.
Yeah.
And I'm bothered that a lot of them do rely on it, or seem to rely on it.
No, I think in Brooklyn, the Sephardim built their own Eruv. The Syrians built their own Eruv in Brooklyn. Even though they have a Masara also, that they rely upon the Shishim Rivo. Even though it's only a Yeshamim and the Mechaba. You have to look at Rav Avadya, there's Kloli Mechab, Maran Bet Yosef, he has all kinds of Klolim, exceptions and exceptions on the exceptions. I'm not ready to go into that right now.
In Great Neck, what I've heard, tell me if this makes sense, that we're a peninsula, we stick out into the water, so they want to say the Rishis Rabin is not a foolish Mishar Lashar, because the road like hits the shore. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
All
right. That makes a lot of sense. Great Neck is literally a peninsula.
It sticks out like a finger into the water.
A finger. So it's on three sides, there's water.
Right.
How can the Rishis Rabin die? So there's three sides, there's water.
All right.
Now, I'll do better than that. Is there a wall around those three sides?
A seawall.
Is there a seawall?
Yeah, on some parts there is. I think they do utilize that as part of the Arab. I think the seawall.
Awesome. I'll give you an assignment for the Shabbos. Go home. Or you can do it here. Just go on a Google map. Just go on a practice machine. They give you a picture of the whole Great Neck. And see if the majority on all three sides is enclosed by a seawall.
No, absolutely not. Not the majority by a seawall. In other words, just the shore hitting the water. The seawall's built something up. It's not built up at a
Not majority.
Not majority.
And then it's not so simple as far as mechitzas are concerned. But still, in the Rishus Rav, you can't get through. But as far as Mikiham Rishus Yachid, that's not so simple.
You know, but they're not using like the shoreline as the
area. Doesn't matter. Let's say, and I'll end with this, because we talk forever on this topic. Let's say the area is surrounded by three real walls.
Right.
Whatever the walls are, three real walls. But they're not making the air over there. They're making the air further in.
Right.
It's still good, because as long as there are three walls around it, so the whole air, which took away the air, is only with the Rabbanon. And the rice probably is even Shusuyach and Mamish. Then you can fix up the gaps by using strings. We'll stop here.
But I still think, in other words, even without the seawall,